Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Dear listeners, everywhere who is here with me, again listening to the book side, welcome you guys. Before I start reading the next section of the book, Power and Prediction, I would like to express my gratitude for listening. I can see that the podcast is visited by you every day, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here and listening to this reading of Power and Prediction book. If you are here for the first time and you're interested in getting the whole book done together, you might consider listening from the very first episode of this book site, Power and Prediction series. For all of you who are here for the first time, I want to say again that every day for a couple minutes, I read a section of Power and Prediction book. And then I share my thoughts and comments regarding this. I would love to have a conversation with you and learn what you think about it. The section for today is called Setting the Stage. Okay, I'll start reading that. The between times are characterized by enthusiasm and success with point solutions, but with AI still seemingly a niche technology. There's already, however, some development and experimentation with application solutions. However, by their nature, these are often highly specific. These application solutions enhance existing products such as phones or automobile safety features. The United States Census Bureau asked over 300,000 companies about the use of artificial intelligence. The large firms that had adopted it overwhelmingly emphasized the use of AI for automating and improving existing processes. In other words, the artificial intelligence are point solutions and application solutions, so there was no change in the system. These AIs had a modest impact on the productivity of adopters. Looking at existing workflows and identifying where AI can replace human can deliver meaningful, albeit incremental, benefits, it isn't where the biggest opportunities are. In the between times, entrepreneurs and business managers struggle to make the adoption of applications economically viable. As Nathan Rosenberg noted, for all technologies, quote, many of the numerous instances of entrepreneurial failure can be attributed to the fact that a would-be entrepreneur failed to consider the relevant conditions of interdependence between the component with which he happened to be preoccupied and the rest of the larger system. Quote, the true transformation will only come when innovators turn their attention to creating new system solutions. Those solutions themselves bring AI to an economic wide scale, and their momentum spurs further application solutions. This potential for scale and follow-on innovations will make AI systems economically beneficial to pursue. Given the importance of these solutions, it's critical to explain carefully what we mean. So let's define our concepts. Bullet 1. A point solution improves an existing procedure and can be adopted independently without changing the system at which in it is embedded. Bullet number 2. An application solution enables a new procedure that can be adopted independently without changing the system in which it's embedded. A system solution improves existing procedures or enables new procedures by changing dependent procedures. The heavy lifting in these definitions is being done by the term independently, which appears in the point and application solutions definitions, but not the system solutions definition. Imagine that we have an existing or new procedure that we can make more available by adopting a new technology. If the increase in value is greater than the cost of developing and adopting that solution, then the solution is economically viable. Moreover, it's economically viable independent of whatever the something else changes. However, suppose that the benefits from the new technology are too low and can only be improved by changing the other things. The independent adoption without those changes is not economically possible. Adoption requires changing multiple processes together. Thus, we saw that some factories found it easy to adopt electricity as a point solution by swapping it out for steam. And some applications could also be built to be integrated with electric engines and used within existing production systems. But in many situations, factories needed to redesign and indeed whole centralized electrical systems and grids has to be provided to make the solution economically feasible. In other words, system solutions transformed electricity from a substitute for existing power into opportunities to use new power. In the next chapter, we revisit a theme for prediction machines that advances in modern AI are, at the essence, an improvement in prediction technology. Moreover, predictions have value only as inputs into decision making. Thus, we modify the previous definition for the purpose of this book. First bullet point, AI point solution. A prediction is viable as a point solution if it improves an existing decision, and that decision can be made independently. An AI application solution. A prediction is viable as an application solution if it enables a new decision or changes how a decision is made, and that decision can be made independently. Third bullet. AI system solution. A prediction is viable as a system solution if it improves existing decisions or enables new decisions, but only if changes to how other decisions are made are implemented. For other technologies, while we have the benefit of hindsight to tell us exactly what was independent and what was dependent, with AI, we must still figure out those aspects of the system. This book is about to find them. Dear listeners and everybody who's there listening to this podcast, I want to share with you actually two thoughts. First one is that the report I have been studying recently that came out from McKinsey Consulting about leaders that benefit the most from artificial intelligence implementations. One of the characteristics of their approach is that they don't have what it's called pocket talents. Pocket talents are like group of people or individuals understanding AI and have ability to use AI, but they are a little bit here and a little bit there. What I mean by that is McKinsey found out that leaders have AI talents in every department and every level of organizational chart, while laggards have AI talents in one department but lacking talents in the other departments. So they are not very consistent about distributing AI talents across the organizational chart. When I was reading this section of the book for you, I realized that this book connects to that McKinsey report. Since McKinsey report proved that if you want to have a system change, you need to have AI talent everywhere. And the second thing that McKinsey found out is proof of concept cannot be considered as an island proof of concept, separated from other proof of concept. So if marketing department is conducting proof of concept and supply chain does not do it, or they do it but completely independent from other departments because there is lack of AI strategy, that also it's a point solution, not a system solution. When I was reading this section right now, I also understood that there's a lot of work to be done to really deliver AI for good. And if you are a leader, and if you are a manager, if you are a team member, it's in your and my hand to make sure that we use AI for good widely, which means like we don't do a little bit here and a little bit there, but as a team, as leaders, as people, we want to transform the whole organization and make sure that this solution will benefit everybody in every department on every level of organizational chart. I understand that that's what authors of Power and Prediction book want to say us, labeling this as AI system solution, not AI point solution. I'm so curious what you guys think about it and what's your thoughts about it. Thank you so much for being here with me. And this podcast shows up on your device every weekday from Monday to Friday. So talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. Have a great day. Wherever you are, whatever time zone you are, be good. Take care. Bye-bye.